When did you have to pick a parent? Call us at 877-591-9696. Particularly, and it could be, you know, kids of parents who are still married, but maybe if you're the child of divorced parents, like myself.
You might relate to this more.
Yeah, now I have to pick between my mom and my dad. Now, to tell you the story, my mom and dad had a very ugly divorce back in 1992 or 3. I was just a little kid. And they're
so like 35 some years ago.
Yeah. So I was a little kid. There was a cheating situation and the whole family was torn apart. My brother went and lived with my dad. Me and my sister stayed with my mom. And there was a custody battle. Like, it was ugly. It was like they don't talk. And it's they never really had a conversation with each other about it. It just went straight to divorce. And so it was a really nasty situation. And though it was so long ago, they have never said, hey, let's just be chill.
Right. Like, it's never been like a amicable thing.
Right. This is something that I guess happened when they were in their, what, 30s must have been? And now they're, my mom is in her late 60s and so is my dad. And so this divorce ended in a very bad way is the point that I'm getting at. And my mom and dad only are ever in the same room when it's like a wedding. And even at my wedding, it was just awkward.
And even then, on opposite sides.
On opposite sides. And growing up, my mom and my dad did not have nice things to say about each other. And I'll give them a little bit of grace. I think we know more information now. And I think people know how to co-parent a little bit better. Divorce is a lot more common now.
Right.
And so, and I think, and there's more information. We know, you know, if you divorce, you probably shouldn't talk trash about the other parent to your kid.
Correct. However,
it happens.
A woman scorned.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I got it from both angles.
It was
an interesting scenario. And so even when me and my wife, Stacy, got married, my mom and my dad were there. My mom will talk, you know, to him. She'll look at him. My dad won't look at my mom even all these years later. She's like, he won't make eye contact with me. It's very bizarre.
The shame.
Yeah. Yeah. And it still lives all these years later. And so I'm going to Vegas, which is where I grew up. And I'm getting this award.
It's a pretty big deal. But
It's the Nevada, basically the Nevada Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because I spent a number of years on the radio there before I came up here. And so I want my mom to be at this thing. Also, the tickets are really expensive, so I'm not just going to buy tickets for everybody.
Right.
But I want my mom to have a good time and not be, like, uncomfortable. So I've decided that I'm just going to bring my mom, which means I got to have kind of an awkward conversation with my dad. And I don't know, do I lie and go, like, I only got blah, blah, blah tickets?
They only give me 2 tickets, so, I mean, obviously one of them has to go to my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my wife has to be there. But he's going to know my mom's there.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to really be able to get away with, like, hiding that. And so it's just this, here I am at 39 years old.
Still dealing.
Dealing with the consequences of my dad's actions.
Yeah.
Really. And so I guess he can't really get that upset. But, you know, my mom was a much bigger part of, like, my early radio career and supported, you know, me and my dreams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, hey, looks like you're having fun.
From the other house? You need anything?
Yeah.
No?
See you every other weekend. High five.
Ah, it's tough because I don't think people bring kids into this world thinking that them and the parents are going to split up at some point, you know?
Yeah. In a lot of cases, I think that some people think that having children and completing your family might fix problems that are underlying. And so it's never that intent, but it never fixes things,
no.
I don't think.
And, you know, as somebody who had parents that at one point I was like, please get divorced.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It can be very problematic, especially when you're an adult and you have to, now I have to deal with these things. When did you have to pick a parent? Call and share the story at 877-591-9696. Now, it could be choosing between which of your divorced parents were going to be a part of something. Maybe you had to choose between who's going to walk you down the aisle. Is it your dad or your stepdad? Your dad's technically your dad, but your stepdad spent the most time with you.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that dynamic.
Maybe you told the stepdad, I'm sorry, even though you probably felt like he should have been there, but you didn't want to deal with that. 877-591-9696, or maybe a situation completely different, but we want to know your story. When did you have to pick between your parents?
Mom's house or dad's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it was something like a holiday, we'd love to hear that story. What the decision, what the choice was, and what the decision you made was. Again, 877-591-9696. Go. B96 with Mocha and Carla Mornings asking, when did you have to pick between a parent? Typically, these are probably stories that would come from the children of divorced parents.
Right.
But maybe your parents are together and you still had to do this before. We'd love to hear your story at 877-591-9696. Jackie in Chicago Ridge, when did you have to pick between your parents?
Oh my God. Okay, so this was years ago.
Okay.
But at the time my parents were together, everything was going good. Come to find out, my dad was actually cheating on my mom with her cousin.
With her cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Keeping it in the family, girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, were you a child when this happened, or were you an adult already?
I was pretty much, like, a teen.
Okay, yeah. So he cheats with the cousin. Was this the end of their marriage, essentially?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, 100%. He ended up marrying a bitch. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that. Wait, so he married what? The cousin of your mom?
So basically, for the rest of everything that you ever did for the rest of your life, you had to choose between your dad and your
mom
because
of this messy situation. So now, okay, did you ever have a conversation with your dad and go, Dad, what? This is the worst decision making.
Yeah, especially because, my mom's cousin name is Tabitha, and we call her trash. Like, she's 100% disgusting, trash, ew, gross. That's a whole nother subject.
But Tabitha Trashitha.
Exactly. But the fact that my dad, went out of his way to, cheat on my mom with this scummy piece of trash, ew.
Okay.
We never even let him.
So,
live it down, nothing.
So you still have a relationship with your dad despite this, right?
Yeah, because they ended up getting divorced because he realized that she was a piece of garbage, but we never let him forget.
No,
we got that.
So
can your mom and dad still be in the same room though?
Right, that's where I said it gets messy because now they all live under one roof and he's married to a whole different lady.
Oh my God, this is a problem.
Wait, they live in the
is
same.
Jerry Springer.
I was about to say
is
what
Jerry
in
Springer
the Maury
still around.
Yeah. Jerry, we need Jerry Springer to get involved in this. So now he's married to
we
the
need
cousin.
Him to come back.
Did family go to the second wedding to the cousin?
Absolutely not. Ew.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What a weird situation.
They kind of like eloped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They eloped. They lived together. It was great. And then he was like, oh, yeah, she's actually really gross. Let me divorce her. And then he tried to come back to my mom. And my mom was like, absolutely not.
Wow.
But now they all live under one big roof, and he's married, and yeah.
Wow, this story just continues to evolve.
Well,
it's gross.
I think if you're ever in a situation where you have to choose between your mom or your dad, you choose peace.
Yeah.
Exactly. I choose peace. I'm like, whatever makes you guys happy, I love it, but this is weird.
This is absolutely, absolutely messy. And you know what? And as a teen to be going through that, I'm sorry that you were there to bear witness to all the craziness that was going on. Because I got to think that that's a lot to process as a young person. And by the way, when you're a teen, you have enough of your own stuff going on, too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest kid in my family, so that means my little brother and my little sister both had to witness everything.
Yeah, and then you take on, sort of caretaking responsibilities because the parents are, way distracted with their lives. And
How do you explain to your little sibling that your mom's cousin that they called auntie is now... stepmother.
Yeah, well, you remember that Eminem song where they're like, hey, kids, drugs are bad. If you don't believe me, ask your dad.
You just played that for them.
Yeah.
See, who said Eminem and Miss Rachel had nothing in common?
You know what? They should do a collab. And what a family tree that you guys now have. It just crosses back and forth.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. All right.
It's so much fun.
Well, thank you for sharing that wild, messy story with us, Jackie.
Thank you so much. And you guys have an awesome day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.